Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's edition of Dawah Around the World, The Way Out. Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Sudan's Ummah Issues Forum hold important meetings monthly to discuss critical issues affecting the Ummah. This month, they organized an event entitled The Economy of Sudan. The pound is falling, prices are rising, the dollar controls, what's the way out? It's no surprise when stating the facts that the people of Sudan live in a very harsh economic situation. For decades, they've been suffering from ridiculously high prices, unemployment that has made people's lives hell, and very poor living conditions, all with an overwhelmingly high poverty rate of more than 46%. Just when it couldn't get any worse, the government has come up with the budget for the year 2018 at a total amount of about 173.1 billion Sudanese pounds, from which the tax revenues, i.e. levies, will amount to 108.8 billion Sudanese pounds, equivalent to 63%. Indirect taxes and fees, in their various names, are levies, which are a form only to consume people's money unlawfully. But there is no shame in looting the Ummah when they just about bring enough bread to eat at the table. The government has also applied an increase in the electricity prices and liberalizing the price of wheat under the pretext of lifting the alleged subsidy. This is blatantly one of the International Monetary Fund's recommendations. So it goes to prove the subordination and the subservience our governments and their leaders have towards the colonist institutions of the enemy, which do not regard any pact or conditions as important. That's not all. The Ministry of Finance announced an increase in the price of the custom dollar, which increases custom duties imposed on imports threefold, increases the value-added tax and other duties on goods by the same percentage, making goods so expensive to buy. Therefore, confirms the saying of the Minister of Finance, quote, "The task of the state is to raise money from members of the society," unquote. Hizb ut-Tahrir reminded the government of Sudan that they are playing a very dangerous game by overlooking the criterion of which they work so earnestly against. Imposing taxes and taking money unlawfully is highly prohibited, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا عن طيب نفس منه.
Properties of a Muslim is prohibited for the others to take but by his willingness.
لا يدخل الجنة صاحب مكس.
He who imposes maks, custom duty, would not enter paradise. Our Muslim rulers have disregarded their deen and chosen to fall into the trap of bowing to the kafir West and willing to go to any extent to please them. They've sold themselves and Islam, but who pays the price and suffers? Our Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَن يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا
And never will Allah give the disbelievers over the believers a way to overcome them. Surah An-Nisa, verse 141. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted the leader of the state to ensure that all its dwellers are looked after and taken care of.
الإمام راعٍ ومسؤولٌ عن رعيته.
He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ruler is a guardian and he is responsible for his subjects. But here we see it's the same people in power who take away the very basic rights they were to ensure are given. Sadly, this will always be the case. They will continue to thrash our backs with the whips of levies and consume our wealth unjustly by the so-called lifting of subsidy and by riba, As long as these governments are far from Allah's methodology and law, the only solution is to change on the basis of Islam and implement the law of Allah by establishing the Khilafah Rashida, the righteous caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, which takes the money by its legitimate Shari right and distributes it in the Shari way. It will carry out the duty of tending to the Ummah, not imposing taxes, customs, and not tightening people's livelihood, but provides them with food, clothing, housing, and all that is related to the right of taking care of the people's affairs. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases the hardships of our Ummah and honors us with the return of the Khilafah very soon. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.